Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice. I'm Scott Spears, back with you here on this Wednesday, already middle of the week. How about that? Wednesday, May the 31st, 2023, last day in the month of May, 12 minutes past the hour, up over 70 degrees now, 71 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. It is midweek. How about that? And of course, we thank John D. Domenico from the Howard Stern Show and many other programs for joining us in hour number one to discuss things as former President Trump. He's very, very good, and he's been coming on with us since 2015, so 8 of these 9 years. All right, telephone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind or anything you'd like to talk about, 740-751-4038. Now, today, to be honest, I don't have a whole lot to talk about. Not too much happened yesterday. I had some Memorial Day party leftovers. Had a great Memorial Day get-together. If you didn't get a chance to hear the show yesterday, probably one of, if not the best ever. It was just fun and easy and enjoyable and just had a good time. And I ate some of the leftovers yesterday. Now, you never have any meat left over, but just some potato chips and brownies. Brownies were brought over. Had some brownies and things like that. So it was a good day yesterday. Beautiful weather yesterday. Could not get any better. Now, I'm telling you, I'm loving that school is out. I can get through McDonald's in the morning now with no line at all. Today was truck day. I got down there. There wasn't a single car in the line. I got to, you know, God bless school being out for the summer. For 3 months, I'll be able to get through McDonald's line lickety-split. And I do want to remind everybody, our 9th anniversary is really next week. We're going to have a special on the air. I'll tell you more about that as time goes on. But we've been doing some anniversary things. Ashley Williams last week and John D. Domenico this morning as President Trump. But our big 9th anniversary special will be next year. Our next week, next year, we'll do our 9th anniversary in our 10th, 9 years. And again, we did not get to do an anniversary party last year because I was off studio, not feeling the greatest. But, hey, you know what? That's showbiz, and I'm back this year, and we'll resume the party this year. And I look very much forward to that and being around everybody who helped make the station a success for 9 years. And that includes, in a big way, you, the listening audience. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, if there's anything on your mind. And boy, the weather is looking great. Going to be up, what, 92 degrees? I saw yesterday on Friday, 92 degrees. How about that? When's the last time we cracked that temperature? Looking great. I'm going to have to get out and plant my tomatoes. I tell you, it's my goal in life. If you've been listening to this show, it's my goal in life to be able to become a gardener. Because I think that's what I'm going to do when I retire from this show. I'm going to become a gardener. Now, 2 years ago, I tried, and that did not go, well, it didn't go awful. I did get tomatoes from it. But I want to grow tomatoes. So it's my goal in life, so we'll see how that all goes. Day, just because I want to finish off this category, we even got calls about this when I was off. We've been doing this Family Feud category now. We started it last week. We picked it up yesterday, and we still do not have the last answer. The category is, give me an expression that contains the word hair. H-A-I-R. Give me an expression that contains the word hair. Now, we got bad hair day, hairspray, hairstyle, and hair loss. But there's still one that we do not have. It's number 4 on the list. Does anybody know what in the world that answer is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what in the world this answer is? Bad hair day was number 1. 15 people said bad hair day. Hairspray was number 2. 15 people said hairspray. Hairstyle was number 3. 5 people said hairstyle. And hair loss was number 5. 4 people said hair loss. But there is still one answer on the list. It's a 2-word answer. And one of the words is hair. H-A-I-R. Does anybody know what this answer is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'll tell you, anytime we get down to the final answer, it's always very difficult to pull it out. And it is here again today. Give me an expression or word or words that contain the word hair. H-A-I-R. Now remember, 1 was bad hair day, 2 was hairspray, 3 was hairstyle, and 5 was hair loss. What is that number 4 answer? That one answer that we do not have. Now remember, it's 2 words. One of the words is hair. What is that 2-word answer? Does anybody have any idea? Man, I would love to finish off this category. We have had this going now. We started it, I believe, last Thursday. We resurrected it yesterday. And here we are today and still have this one answer left. What in the world is the one answer left that we do not have? Give me an expression or group of words that contain the word hair. Bad hair day is 1, hairspray is 2, hairstyle is 3, and hair loss is 5. Does anybody have any idea what in the world the number 4 answer is? If you have any idea, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And as I said yesterday, this is not a hugely complicated word. It's not out in left field. It's 2 words. One of the words is hair. What is the combination? 2 words. 2 separate words. One of the words is hair. An expression or group of words that contain the word hair. Does anybody have a guess? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I think we're still working on that Memorial Day what do you call that? A Memorial Day hangover? You know, we get that 3-day weekend and people just sleep in and relax for a few days. It's nice. And the weather certainly is accommodating in that fashion. But we want to get this final answer. My goodness, what is this final answer? Does anybody know? Give me an expression or group of words that contain the word hair. Bad hair day, hairspray, hairstyle, hair loss. 1 left to go. It's 2 words. and one of the words is hair. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, after we get this one, we'll move on to the next category. Now, the next category is probably not as hard. We have a lot fewer answers in the next category, which I think lessens up things a little bit. But we got to get this final answer. Does anybody know what it is? 71 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. Give me an expression that contains the word hair. H-A-I-R. We went through a lot of these yesterday. Bad hair day. 15 people said bad hair day. 15 people said hairspray. 5 people said hairstyle. And 4 people said hair loss. But there is still one answer left to go. Does anybody know what in the world that one answer is? Number 4 on the list. Now remember, the hints I've given you so far on this, it's 2 words, and one of the words is hair. Oh, thank goodness, a guess. Go ahead, caller.
Hair replacement?
Not hair replacement, but a good guess. Hey, did you hear President Trump this morning?
Yes, I did. I was ready to rush out and vote for him.
Was he coming through loud and clear?
Yes, he was. A good show.
You know, he's been coming on since 2015, and we don't talk about at all what I'm going to ask him. I think he does that very well extemporaneously.
Well, I think the one trouble with his act is he gives more clever responses than the actual president would.
He's better than the actual former president.
As far as his material, yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's very, very good. And down in Columbus, I think doing something with the zoo this week, I forget who he's impersonating at the zoo, but boy, he's very accomplished. And it's funny because back in 2015, when we first brought him on, Trump was not considered a big thing. We just brought him on because of all the hoopla that was going on. And boy, here we are 8 years later.
Nobody would have guessed it.
Well, keep thinking. I'd love to get this final answer.
Well, I was just thinking, I mean, with his hair and everything, would it be hair growth?
Not hair growth, but that's a good one.
Not hair color?
No, hair color, that's another good one.
Or hair fewer?
No.
All right. Well, keep thinking. Maybe you just need to throw it out there and put it in the time capsule as the unanswered question. And, open it up again in 10 years.
It might have to be. With the 9th year anniversary coming up next week, maybe this will be the one unanswered question in the history.
There you go.
Hey, thanks.
All right, bye.
All right, well, the question still remains here this morning. Name an expression or group of words that contain the word hair. Now, bad hair day was number 1. Hairspray was number 2, hairstyle was number 3, and hair loss was number 5. But there's still another answer in here that we do not have. Does anybody know what that missing answer is? 26 minutes past the hour here. Now remember, it's 2 words. One of the words is hair. H-A-I-R. What is that combination of words? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 71 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. That might be our problem this morning. 71 degrees and sunny skies at 9:26 in the morning. All right. My gosh, I don't know that we've ever had this kind of trouble getting an answer in regard to the Family Feud. But we're certainly having that trouble today. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. The category still stands. Started last Thursday. Continued yesterday. Still don't have the final answer today. Give me an expression or group of words that contain the word hair. H-A-I-R. Bad hair day was number one. Hairspray was number two. Hairstyle number three. And hair loss number five. But we've still got the fourth answer. Two words, one of which is hair. Hair today, gone tomorrow. Wasn't that one of our guesses yesterday? I like that. Hair today, gone tomorrow. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have the answers? It's a big... You know, it's not a complicated answer, although we've had every guess in the world, it seems like. This is certainly a term that you hear. I have said this term. It's not, you know, way out there or anything. I don't know. We seem to be stuck on this one. Who is going to pull us out of the mud here this morning on this Wednesday morning, midweek, last day of May, 2023? Give me an expression that contains the word hair. Bad hair day, hairspray, hairstyle, hair loss. Number four on the list. Gosh, hair is one of the words. It's two words, two separate words. And hair is one of the words. Does anybody know what the other word is? What the combination is here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I don't know. Have we guessed every combination that could possibly contain the word hair? It's, you know, I don't even know what a clue would be here, to be honest with you, because a clue would absolutely give it away right off the bat, I think. Well, let's see here. Let's see if this person knows. Maybe somebody can pull us out of the mud. Let's hope.
Go ahead, caller.
There's a hair in my soup.
Wouldn't that be nice? Hair in the soup. No, not hair in the soup.
You're really playing this one out, aren't you?
I tell you what, I'll give another hint on this one. The other word, we know the one word is hair. The other word is four letters.
Is hair the first word or the second word?
Hair is the first word.
It's not hair loss.
Not hair loss. This is a term people use. It's certainly a term I've heard before.
Hair loss, hair, well, I have to keep thinking on this one.
Hair's the first word, and the second word is four letters.
Four letters.
Keep,
all right.
Keep thinking.
I'm narrowing it down here.
All right, we're working on it here. Phone lines are open again, 740-751-4038. Well, there's two new hints. It's two words. The first word is hair. And the second word has four letters. First word is hair. Second word has four letters. And the phone lines are wide open here this morning. 32 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Would love to hear from you. If you have any kind of an answer at this particular point, 740-751-4038. The first word is hair. The second word is four letters. In the category, remember, is give me an expression or group of words that contain the word hair. H-A-I-R. So what is this answer, number four, on the list? Bad hair day was number one. I think we got that pretty easily yesterday. 15 people said bad hair day. Hairspray was, I think, the answer we got most often yesterday. That's number two with 15 people. Hairstyle was number three. 5 people said hairstyle. And hair loss was number four. But our number five, hair loss was number five, and 4 people said hair loss. But what is the number four answer? Does anybody know what the number four answer is? Give me an expression that contains the word hair. Hair is the first word, and the second word has four letters. Boy, we've heard everything but this morning. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try hair type.
Not hair type. Man, we're having terrible trouble with this one.
I know, it's hard. Of course, you think haircut would be there, and it's not, so.
No, no haircut. It's got four letters. Hair's the first word. It's a term people use a lot. I mean, it's definitely not out in outer space. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get
okay.
it.
Okay.
All right. I think everybody's just stumped out there this morning. I think we might have stumped the world on this one. God almighty. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Hair care.
Not hair care. That's a good guess, though.
Not hair care, but that's not a bad guess. I think people are just stumped. We've come to a screeching halt here on the show this morning. My goodness. Who would have thought this would be the one that would slow us up? Name an expression that contains the word hair. Bad hair day number one, hairspray number two, hairstyle number three, hair loss number five. Looking for the number four answer. And the first word is hair. The second word has four letters. First word is hair. Second word has four letters. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I just saw a thing flash. It's 73 degrees and sunny skies right now that we might have record temperatures coming up today and the rest of the week. Well, they say it's going to be 90 this weekend, so it certainly could be. Maybe it'll be a hot, hot end of spring. Hot, hot end of spring as we head into summer. Thank goodness it wasn't that way on Memorial Day. We had perfect weather on Memorial Day. Just a little over 80. Sunny. Beautiful. Does anybody got it? I tell you, boy, the thinking caps must be on this morning. 37 minutes past the hour here. Give me an expression that contains the word hair. Bad hair day number one, hairspray number two, hairstyle number three, hair loss number five. Okay, I'm going to give you a big hint on this one. I would love to finish this category off. Okay, now remember, the first word is hair, and the second word has four letters. It has to do with an animal. Has to do with an animal rather than a person. Does anybody know what that would be? Now, that's a big hint. Maybe that's the one that finally gave it away. Oh, we can only hope.
Go ahead, call.
Oh, we lost our caller there. I thought maybe as soon as I said that, we had given away the answer. It has to do with animals. Probably more than anything else. Now remember, the first word is hair, and the second word has four letters. Does anybody know what it is? All right. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say one of my favorite companies with respect to commercials, the Hair Club for Men, but if it's an animal, let's use a homophone and go with the tortoise and the hare.
Not the tortoise and the hare, but a good guess.
What do you think of the Hair Club for Men? Not just a Hair Club person, but also a client. Remember those commercials?
I do remember it. Cy Sperling.
Yeah, he just recently died. I love those commercials. It just showed that you use the product that you advertise.
Well, I wonder
nothing with hair piece or hair system. Hair loss was it for the male pattern baldness, right?
Yeah, hair loss was it, number five.
Okay, and it is hair, H-A-I-R, not hair like the rabbit, like
yep.
I just got.
Yep, H-A-I-R.
I'll try to find a guess rabidly, so to speak. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Name an expression or word or words containing the word hair. Bad hair day, hairspray, hairstyle, hair loss. Those are the ones we have. I gave the hint there. The first word is hair. The second word is four letters. This has to do with an animal. Probably more related to animals than people, I would certainly say. Does anybody know what in the world this answer is?
Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Now, is this a pet?
It's something that a pet would do. What's that?
Thicker than the hair on a dog's back.
Not hair on a dog's back, but a good guess.
What would be the next one, Carol? She's saying hairball.
Hairball, that's it.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Carol gets the big prize, don't she?
She gets the big prize. I'll tell you, I was exhausted. Saying those words over and over, man, I about passed out here.
Well, this team here, you know, we've been pretty busy and stuff like that. But when we chime in, we go for it. We don't mess around.
You play to win. Thanks.
Okay.
Hairball. That was the answer. Hairball. Oh, my goodness. Somebody coughed up a hairball. Thank goodness we finally got it in there. My gosh.
Go ahead, caller.
You got hairball?
Hairball, that's it.
Hey, Scott, when can I get those tickets? Can I get them today?
Yeah, you can get those. Linda should be at the office between 10 and noon.
Between 10 and noon. 10
and noon.
Thanks.
Yes, I believe Linda is back today. After her nuptials on the 20th, so 10 to noon, Linda should be at the office. Double check, make sure she's on the air at 10:15, and then you should be able to pick up your prize. All right, a new category. My goodness. Give me an expression that contains the word hair, bad hair day, hairspray, hairstyle, hairball, and hair loss. Okay. Oh, here's an interesting category. Only four answers in this particular category. Name something of which you're sure to find plenty of dirty ones in a bachelor's apartment. You know, this is a very odd category. Holy mackerel. What an odd one. Only four answers here. 740-751-4038. Oh, my gosh. Name something of which you're sure to find plenty of dirty ones in a bachelor's apartment. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Socks or dishes?
Dishes are on the list. Not just socks, but close.
Underwear.
Underwear would be part of it. Underwear and socks, but a little bigger.
T-shirts.
T-shirts would be part of it. Clothes. I'll go with clothes. Yeah. Clothes is number one, and dishes are number two.
All right. Clothes are number one, and dishes are number two. So we still got two answers left to go here. All right. 740-751-4038. Name something of which you're sure to find plenty of. Dirty ones in a bachelor's apartment. What a category this is. Name something of which you're sure to find plenty of dirty ones in a bachelor's apartment. Two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. Clothes were number one. Dishes were number two. We've still got the number three and number four answers. Does anybody know what number three and number four would be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have the answers? Two left to go here on the big program today. 740-751-4038. And again, the category, name something of which you're sure to find plenty of dirty ones in a bachelor's apartment. We've got clothes and dishes so far.
Go ahead, caller.
Windows?
Not windows. Good guess.
No windows on the list, but not a bad guess, certainly. Name something of which you're sure to find plenty of dirty ones in a bachelor's apartment. Clothes was number one. 63 people said clothes. Dishes was number two. 24 people said dishes.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say bedding.
No bedding on the list. Good guess.
No bedding on the list, but not a bad guess. All right, let's see what we've got coming down the path here.
Go ahead, caller.
A towel.
Towels, number four on the list. You got it.
Towels were number four on the list here today, but we've still got an answer left. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
You accept an answer rated PG-13?
Well, right, go ahead.
That's a good answer. Condoms.
Oh, geez. I don't know if that's PG-13.
That's a good answer.
Oh, God. No, that's not on the list.
But that is a good answer. It's just a little...
I don't know if that's a good answer. Just laying around the apartment?
Well, yeah.
They don't throw them away, huh?
Some people don't.
I don't want to go to those people's houses.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to either, but I don't really want to see somebody's dirty socks either. Honestly, a lot of bachelors don't really clean their bathroom very well. Was that already said?
Bathroom is not on the list, no.
Okay, well, I clean mine. I'm a bachelor, so. Okay, well, I'll see you later.
All right.
You know, I swear, you try to keep the show above board some days. Some days it works. Some days it doesn't. Okay. Name something of which you're sure to find plenty of dirty ones in a bachelor's apartment. Clothes, number one. Dishes, number two. Towels, number four. What's the number three answer? My goodness. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
All right. Oh, God. Go ahead, caller.
Magazines?
Magazines. Did you hear what Adam said?
I blocked out.
Oh, I'm going to try to block it out when the show's over today. Holy mackerel. Thanks.
All right.
Magazines, that was the answer. Name something of which you're sure to find plenty of dirty ones in a bachelor's apartment. Clothes, dishes, magazines, and towels. Those are the answers. Let's move on to a maybe more Disney category here. Okay. Oh, this is good. Seven answers here. I like this category. Seven big answers, 47 minutes past the hour. Name something that might give you a jolt. Name something that might give you a jolt. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that might give you a jolt. You know, I remember when I was younger, they had a cola named Jolt Cola. I wonder if they still make that.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, that was a good answer, Adam Gibb. You know, his birthday is going to be tomorrow, so he's free at heart. And it's good advertisement over the radio, you know.
I guess if no babies are born in the next week or so, I guess they can chalk that up to this program.
Yeah, that's the fun of this show, you know. Hey, and we got a son that's Flag Day. That's his birthday. He'll be 60 also. So, Adam, a couple could be in Adam's mind, you know, that... He's 60, and our son will be, the oldest will be 60.
Huh.
Boy, we've been around for a while, ain't we?
Hey, but still going strong.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, thanks.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Name something that might give you a jolt. Well, that last answer gave me a jolt. Or the answer that Adam gave, I guess it wasn't the last answer, but it certainly gave me a jolt. I bet it gave you a jolt at home, too, didn't it? Jolted you right off your breakfast table.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say when you get shocked, electrical shock.
Yeah, electricity's number one. Now, did you hear Adam's answer? My goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gave you a jolt, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, jolted me, too. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Electricity, number one. On the list here. Absolutely. Name something that might give you a jolt.
Go ahead, caller.
Sorry, I can only give you a boring answer.
Good.
Rated G. Coffee or any kind of caffeine in a beverage, or if somebody didn't say that already.
Yeah, coffee, caffeine is number two on the list.
Okie dokie. Well, I'm going to go make another cup. See you later.
Coffee, caffeine... ranks in at number two on the list today. Name something that might give you a jolt. Electricity, number one. Coffee, number two. Still have quite a few answers here on the list. Five answers left.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'll say something cold, like a cold drink.
No cold drink on the list.
No cold drinks on the list here today. Name something that might give you a jolt. Electricity, number one. Coffee, number two. And we've got five other answers. Five other big answers. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Lightning.
Lightning, yes. Lightning's number three on the list. You got it.
Lightning shows up at number three on the list. How about that? Lightning, number three. All right, now we're knocking them dead.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A taser.
Taser, number seven on the list.
Yes, taser. Number seven on the list. Electricity, coffee, lightning, taser. We've still got three in the middle here.
Go ahead, caller.
I'll say like a cold shower.
No cold shower on the list.
No cold shower on the list here today. electricity, coffee, lightning, taser. Still three left here. And about 8 minutes left in the show. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Hot chili.
Hot
chili peppers.
Wider, a little wider than that.
Spicy peppers?
Yes, spicy food, number six.
Okay.
Spicy food comes in at number six on the list. Spicy food. All right, now we're down to two. So we've got electricity, coffee, lightning, spicy food, and a taser. Still two answers left on the list. Name something that might give you a jolt. 740-751-4038. 7 minutes left in this particular hour. 740-751-4038. Something that might give you a jolt. What are the two remaining answers? Holy moly.
Go ahead, caller.
I'll say it. A car accident.
Not a car accident.
No car accident on the list here today. Name something that might give you a jolt. J-O-L-T. All right. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
A roller coaster?
Not a roller coaster. No roller coasters on the list here today. Name something that might give you a jolt. Electricity, coffee, lightning, spicy foods, a taser gun.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say if you fall or somebody hits you.
Nobody hitting you.
Nobody hitting you. Although that would give you a jolt. All right, two answers left on the list here today. Okay,
go ahead, caller.
Sudden braking?
Nope.
Hitting your brakes?
No brakes.
No sudden braking on the list here today. Name something that might give you a jolt. 740-751-4038. We've got electricity, coffee, lightning, spicy foods, and a taser. Still two answers left to go. Number four and five on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 73 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. Possibly record-breaking temperatures over the next few days. Name something that might give you a jolt. Remember, Linda Sims returns today, 10:15 to noon.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say like an icy drink. I said cold, but something icy.
No icy drink.
No icy drink on the list here today. Name something that might give you a jolt. Electricity, coffee, lightning, spicy foods, and a taser are the answers we have. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say hearing something like bad news or something, you get a jolt.
News of what? News, there is news on here. News of what would give you a bad jolt?
Well, somebody dying.
That's
would,
it. News of a death. Number four. You got it.
News of a death. Number four on the list. Now we're down to one answer. Who's going to get that final answer? Name something that might give you a jolt. Electricity, coffee, lightning, news of a death, spicy foods, and a taser. One answer left and 4 minutes to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's going to come in with the final answer? 3 minutes left to go now. Don't forget, Voice of the People with Linda Sims, I believe, returns today, 10:15 until 12 noon. Wish Linda a happy marriage.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try those bumper cars. When you get hit by those...
No bumper cars. Good guess.
Okay.
No bumper cars on the list here today. And Adam, the computer guy, will be on today, 12 to 1. Linda, 10:15 to noon. Adam, 12 to 1. Name something that might give you a jolt. Electricity was 1, coffee 2, lightning 3, news of a death 4, spicy food 6, and taser gun 7.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, before I go back out and get to work, I'll have a little fun with you now. I'll say, when your girlfriend or maybe your wife says, hey, I'm pregnant.
That would do it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Not on the list. That would give me more than a jolt. That would give me a cardiac arrest.
Well, when Trump was on there, I got a whole weed bed all cleaned out. I'm planting flowers here in the next hour.
Hey,
have a good one, Scott. See you later, buddy.
Enjoy. Thanks.
All right. Name something that might give you a jolt. We've got electricity, coffee, lightning, news of a death, spicy food, taser gun. One answer left in under 2 minutes. 740-751-4038. Matter of fact, we're getting close to a minute left here in the program. 740-751-4038. Name something that might give you a jolt. Does anybody have the final answer? Electricity, coffee, lightning, news of a death, spicy food, a taser gun? One answer, 1 minute. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Well, this will probably be our final call today. Don't have much time left.
Go ahead, caller.
Would it have something to do with an automobile?
Yes, it does.
You get rear-ended, that'd give you a hell of a jolt.
No rear end, but a good guess.
It does have to do with an automobile, though. Does have to do with an automobile. All right, Voice of the People with Linda Sims returns today, 10:15 to 12 noon. Adam the Computer Guy, 12 to 1. All right,
quick, 10 seconds. Hello?
We lost that for this day.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper.
Listen to me. But if your friends want to buy that book, and I ain't making a dime on it, I tell you that. I don't give a damn about the money. Let them go to Amazon. It's a cheaper, and it's a great book because it's honest, and you're going to do a lot of laughing. And the only reason I wrote the book, because people who have no life are writing books, and they're boring. If you don't like my book, you'll say one thing. Boy, does he have a